This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
Tom, I'm doing okay, as well as could be expected. How are you doing this week?
Boy, Tim, not great.
Yeah. Tom, there have been issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I
to
hate
say
to
the least.
Yeah, I hate to start things off on a negative, the negative tip.
Yeah, but at the same time, we gotta clear the air.
Yeah, last week, Tom,
mm-hmm.
we did an episode about Steven Spielberg, the famous Hollywood director.
Yes.
It was not your best performance.
No, it was not.
What are you?
It sounds like I'm crying. No, yeah. It was not.
No, I just don't think you should be
people,
laughing.
No,
serious.
I shouldn't be laughing. It's not funny.
People.
And it certainly wasn't funny last week, and people let us know.
Tom, you ostensibly got Steven Spielberg.
It's pronounced offensively.
Yeah, quite offensively to our fans. Got Steven Spielberg confused with Little Steven Van Sant from the E Street Band,
yeah.
Bruce Springsteen's band,
mm-hmm.
And would not let it go for an hour.
Yeah.
And people were very upset about this, Tom.
You know what, Tim? I understand that why they were upset.
Yeah.
If I could, Tim, I've prepared a statement. I've prepared an apology I'd like to read.
Oh, wow. A rare...
A mea culpa.
Wow. Okay.
I'm going to read it now.
Yeah, I'll just hang back.
To the listeners of The Complete Guide to Everything and the numerous sponsors who have pulled their advertising of the show in light of last week's episode.
That's true. You'll hear,
yeah.
Here we go, ad-free show.
Ad-free,
we're doing this for
unfortunately.
Free.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Last week in the episode, Steven Spielberg, I erroneously thought it would be humorous to instead pretend that I thought the episode was about Steven Van Zandt. I'm sorry, Tim. It's not
funny. Tom, it's not funny. People aren't...
Well, don't look at me like that. It's not funny. People aren't going to think this is...
This could sink the whole show, Tom. It's a tenuous climate.
People aren't going to think this is a sincere apology, and it is.
All right. Take a deep breath. Regroup. There's nothing worse than an instant.
You know what, Tim? It's just I'm so nervous. I have the giggles.
Yeah, that happens to me sometimes. One time I was doing a reading at a funeral and I had a big grin on my face.
Are you the Joker?
I was a wee boy at the time. Anyway, go on.
Last week in the episode Steven Spielberg, I erroneously thought it'd be humorous to instead pretend that I thought the episode was about Steven Van Zandt, a.k.a. Little Steven, a.k.a. Miami Steve.
Wasn't funny at all, Tom.
This was wrong. Not only was this not very funny, I did not know much about Steven Van Zandt outside of his band affiliations and, of course, his humorous nicknames. To Steven Spielberg, I am sorry. You were recently snubbed, in my opinion, for an Oscar for the excellent film The Post, which I have not seen. You also have a new film out called Ready Player One, and as I understand it, are also an executive producer on Jurassic World, The Fallen Kingdom. Wow, what a busy summer. The last thing you needed was for a man on a podcast to spread mistruths claiming that another man directed all of your work. To Steven Van Zandt, I regret not learning more about you outside of the fact that you are very little and somehow affiliated with Miami. I'm still not really sure how. In the spirit of your character, Silvio Dante, on the HBO series The Sopranos, I hope that you can forget about it. to the E Street Band, and especially Bruce Springsteen, a.k.a. The Boss, a.k.a. Broadway Joe. I am sorry. At a time when you are starring on Broadway, a lifelong dream for many, you should not be made to doubt whether your guitarist and best friend has been betraying you this entire time with a secret double life masquerading as a famous film director, Steven Spielberg. To fans of The Complete Guide to Everything, I apologize for the confusion, anger, and sorrow that I have caused during last week's episode, meant to be a fun look at Hollywood, but turned out to be a harrowing look at the depravity of man, and a cautionary tale about forcing a dumb joke long after its welcome has worn out. And most importantly to our sponsors, the numerous mattress companies, meal preparation services, and internet websites, I am sorry. As a mea culpa, we have canceled this week's episode about Steven Van Zandt, where I planned on thinking that Steven Van Zandt was actually award-winning filmmaker Steven Spielberg. Please instead enjoy this episode where we talk exclusively about French fries, a topic well within our range, much like how playing the character Silvio Dante was well within the acting range of Steven Van Zandt, who had never acted in a television show before The Sopranos.
Did you learn that part from your research?
I did. I learned it from
aborted Steven Van Zandt episode.
Yeah, you know what? Those hours wasted, it's fine. I've been under an undue amount of stress due to a number of television shows I like watching being on hiatus, as well as the pressures of raising my three young boys as a single parent, but I'll not use that as an excuse. I'd originally planned to petition Tim to do this episode about Fortnite, a video game that is currently popular with teens and myself, but I understand now is the time for me not to talk and instead listen. Immediately after today's episode, I'll be going on a previously scheduled vacation, which has nothing to do with this controversy, where I will take the time necessary to reflect on what I have done. Thank you for your patience, your understanding, and most of all, your undying loyalty.
Previously, we have a live show this weekend.
You're going to have to do that on your own. I had previously scheduled a vacation. It has nothing to do with this current controversy.
All right, continue your apology.
That was it. The apology's done.
That's it?
Yeah, I apologize to everybody I want to apologize to. I hope they can forgive me.
Steven Spielberg.
Mm-hmm.
Little Steven Van Zandt.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Springsteen.
And the E Street Band.
E Street Band.
The fans of The Complete Guide to Everything.
The sponsors.
And the sponsors.
And then...
That was it. That's...
Maybe somebody else is owed an apology?
Oh, Marika, I'm also sorry. You had to sit here.
Our engineer.
Yeah, our engineer, Marika, you had to sit here. You probably knew it was a bad idea, but you respected me too much to say that it was a bad idea.
Yeah, admired was the word that you used off my
head. Yeah, admired.
You were so admired by Marika that she was afraid to speak out.
Yes.
I apologize for
putting you in that situation.
That's nice. That sounded like a real apology.
A real apology, Tim. I hope the sponsors can see that.
Is there somebody else whose show you ruined last week? Somebody who might have... been trying his best to...
No, I don't think I need to apologize to David Chase because The Sopranos isn't even on anymore.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Maybe, like, somebody that you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're upset about what happened last week
right.
on our show together. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Tim and Tom present The Complete Guide to Everything.
Mm-hmm.
One of the co-hosts went... above and beyond trying to forge ahead despite the...
Well, I appreciate you saying that about me, Tim, but as I've mentioned, it was the wrong path for me to forge.
Apologize to me, Tom.
Why would I apologize to you, Tim?
You ruined my show.
Your show?
Yeah. You ruined my show for the last time, Tom.
Tim, okay, here's your apology.
Are you still reading this? You're talking as if you're reading this off a paper.
Tim, I apologize if you were offended.
That's not really an apology, though.
Sure it is. Tim, if you were offended...
I was offended.
Then I apologize.
So you
apologize. I apologize that you were offended.
Yeah, you apologize for doing the things that offended me?
I apologize. I'm sorry you were offended. I wish you weren't offended, Tim. That's what I mean.
Well, there's a way that I would not have been offended.
If you had a thicker skin.
Perhaps if I had a thicker skin, or maybe if nobody was being offensive in the first place.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, nobody has a time machine. Nobody can go back in time and change things. That sounds like a Steven Spielberg movie. Back to the Future, which he executive produced. A fact that, sadly, I could have mentioned last week, but I did not.
Let's move on to French fries.
Okay.
All right, Tom. Yeah. No ad this week. We'll just jump right into the topic at hand.
Again, I apologize to the advertisers.
Yeah, no, it's great. I apologize to everybody, Tom.
I had no idea how well connected Stephen Van Zandt was with the Madison Avenue.
Yeah. Well, now you know.
Well, yeah.
You thought he just knew about Broadway because of Bruce.
Yeah, but I've since come to understand that they call it Zadison Avenue sometimes because he's so well connected with it.
Why would they call it Zadison?
Because it's Madison combined with Van Zandt. Sometimes, like, they used to call it Van Zadison, but then it just got shortened.
You don't even know Stephen Van Zandt's last name, huh?
Look, I'm just telling you what the madmen down on Madison Avenue do, Tim. They try and cook up new ideas.
Let's get to a classic episode topic here, French fries.
Yeah.
Man, what are the two boys have cooking up for this one, huh?
French fries. That's what we have cooking up.
Yeah, that's what the two boys have cooking up this week. Mm-hmm. In the fryer.
Man, I wish.
In the deep fryer.
Yeah.
In that oil. Hey, heat up that oil till it's boiling, yeah. And then drop a basket full of fries in there.
Yeah.
Because Tim and Tom are ready to eat them up.
You know what I don't like nowadays? Like all these products, they'll say, I noticed this. Today, this isn't a bit.
You guys ever notice these products? There are a lot of products these days.
No, I have these chips, like potato chips, crisps. That are.
I wish, you know, how they call what do they call fries? Chips.
Chips.
And they call chips crisps in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we called something crisps. Other than our villains in our
Kindergarten Cop-related movies. Although I never saw Kindergarten Cop 2 with Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah. I wonder if Mr. Crisp makes an appearance.
Or like Mr. Crisp's son. Oh, if Dominic's the new bad guy.
You know what? That would betray my trust. Because Dominic, you know, he was the one that needed to be saved. And it's just like, oh, well, then, you know what? It was all for naught. Like,
yeah, but what if Dominic grew up and he was like, I'm going to put real fucking lasers on the radio towers now?
Well, that's true.
Yeah, because like he already had, that's like a real villainous thing to have in your mind as a kid, to put lasers on a radio tower.
This is true.
How come when they took him off that radio tower, they weren't like, you little idiot? What were you doing up there?
Because he went through a tough time. His dad was a criminal. He was fleeing from them. He had to change his name.
Yeah, but come on. Don't be stupid.
Man, his name was Dominic Crisp.
Yeah.
That's a cool name.
That's a villainous name.
Yeah. I mean, because Crisp.
Dominic Crisp has the launch codes.
Oof.
Yeah, it doesn't make you feel very safe, does it?
No, it doesn't. Now that you mention it.
He's
got access to the tower lasers.
Yeah, he has a fresh roll of aluminum foil and he's up there on the tower. Chips I have that proudly claimed baked not fried.
Mm-hmm.
Which is healthier, but I read that as like, oh, they taste like garbage then.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Tom, I'll tell you something. The baked, and I know this is outside of the purview of our topic this week.
Yeah.
I'm not pretending that I don't understand the difference between baked and fried and freaking French fries or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I think the baked Lay's are better than the plain Lay's.
Oh, maybe for Lay's. I feel like for the Lay's potato chips.
A plain potato chip.
Yeah, which I don't like regardless.
Because exactly. You just need some freaking onion dip.
Yeah, some dip.
French onion soup dip.
Yeah.
Get a packet of the Lipton, stir it in with some sour cream.
And you got a dip.
Yeah. Put a potato chip and a pretzel,
mm-hmm.
Dip it in together, put it in your mouth, chew it up, keep it, swish it around your mouth a little bit, and then swallow.
That's too much. That's
what you do. Classic party trick.
Don't do that at parties.
Classic party move, everybody.
That's why you don't get invited to parties.
I get invited to a lot of parties.
I never knew where people were like...
I get invited to all the parties I want to get invited
no,
to.
No, but I've been at a lot of parties where you're not there. And I'm like, what's how come Tim's not here? And they're like, oh, you know, the potato chip thing that he does. It's gross.
Oh, did I offend you?
Well, it's just that a lot of times you do that and then you sneeze halfway through.
Yeah, I'm always sneezing, Tom. I'm always sneezing whatever's in my mouth out of my mouth.
It makes a real mess.
It goes right through my mouth, through my nose.
Yeah, and that's just, you know.
Yeah, I always chew my food and keep it in my mouth for a while before I swallow it. What? And then I frequently sneeze.
Yeah, well, I'm just
saying.
I have
allergies, you idiot.
Well, you know, maybe you should.
Get off my back.
Either maybe you need to, like, take a Claritin or a Benadryl or something, or maybe
Benadryl
just
makes me sleepy.
Maybe just as soon as the chip's chewed up, swallow it.
Yeah, but I like to really savor it, Tom.
Yeah, well, just have another one then.
No, then that's how
they get you.
Exactly. The Lay's Corporation. So you don't like the baked?
I will. No, you know what? You're right. Like the baked potato chips, I think they use better ingredients. They use Papa John's in there.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, like certain things, I'm just like, nah. Like things that are already healthy, I'm like, nah, fry it up.
Like what?
I don't know. I got these like protein potato chips.
Well, what are you getting protein potato chips for?
I'm bulking up.
For what?
A bodybuilding competition.
Where? Muscle Beach?
Muscle Beach. Yeah. Tim, that's why I'm all oiled up.
Tom, I went to Muscle Beach a few weeks ago.
Did you get sand kicked in your face?
Yeah, it was on my honeymoon and my wife got stolen.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I'll update you, you on that as the situation
was developed. Was it against her will or did she?
I mean, she was stolen from. It was against my will, I'll tell you that
right.
much.
Or was she just like, let me trade this beef steak for a beef cake?
Yeah, that might be. A lot of people refer to me as a beef steak.
Yeah, a real tomato.
A real tomato?
A beef steak tomato.
Yeah, it's because I'm so red.
Yeah, well, you have been sunburned. You were out on the beach all day.
Yeah. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
Did you have a point to your crisps conversation?
No,
earlier?
That was it.
All right, let's talk about
what do the French call French fries?
Laissez-faire. Probably. Tom, mm-hmm. I'll tell you, they're called finger chips.
Gross.
That's the Indian name for them.
Okay.
I don't think they're actually made of fingers.
Surprise, sometimes.
As far as I can tell. Chips in the UK, just mm-hmm. so we're clear.
Yeah.
And French fries or French fried potatoes here.
Yeah.
I don't like anyone that calls them French fried potatoes here because that's when you know, like, they're messing with you. You're at some diner in the deep south where they're just like, we don't like you.
Wait, what? Just because they add the word potatoes to it?
Yeah.
That...
They're like, we do things slower here and our names are longer.
Tim, you left another thing people call them, which is freedom fries.
Yeah.
When we're mad at France.
Yeah. No, in 2003, I flushed all my French fries down the toilet.
I remember you caused quite a flood.
Yeah. Well,
nobody could understand why you had so many French fries in the first place.
Look, they were frozen.
Yeah.
Some of them were in just the refrigerator, like bags that I had ordered from Wendy's and McDonald's.
Okay. So already cooked French fries.
Yeah. Mm. I bring them home, put them in the fridge.
Right. Save them for later.
Tasty midnight snack.
Not really. They get real soggy real quick.
Anything else they call them, Tom?
No.
Okay. Tom, I feel like... You're...
Look, Tim, I'm on pins and needles. I want to say the wrong thing.
Yeah, I just wish you would just say what you mean all the time.
No, I think I covered all the bases. I said freedom fries just in case anybody would get offended about that.
Right.
Crisps.
Yeah, you off mic were talking about how upset you were that everybody was so easily triggered about the episode last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said, I'm going to go, let's do this episode... About French fries.
Mm-hmm.
That way we can melt all the snowflakes in the oil.
Yeah.
From the fries.
We can own them, I said.
Yeah.
I can own them.
Yeah. So I guess that's what we're doing, huh?
Yep.
So if any time you want to own the snowflakes, Tom, just feel free to interrupt me and
I will.
Say what you need to say. Tom,
mm-hmm.
You like French fries?
Of course I like French fries. Oh, I thought it was a question.
They're the worst thing for you. Like we should, like if you wanted to like not die.
Even worse than fentanyl?
Maybe. Tom, I saw an old-fashioned teen drug deal today.
What, for fentanyl?
No, I hope not.
No, it's deadly.
Here's the thing. There were teens. They were like on like in an alley kind mm-hmm. of, and I was like walking through the alley because I'm not afraid. And it was in Manhattan, and I think these were like private school boys.
Okay,
because they were like a little preppy.
What were you doing walking through an alley?
I was taking a shortcut, Tom. Don't worry about it. I saw these kids.
You were looking for fish bones back there, weren't you,
Tom? I'm looking for the whole fish. I'll spit out the fish bone and leave it there. Right out of that aluminum garbage can. they don't make garbage cans like that anymore, huh?
No, they do sometimes.
They make racket.
Yeah.
Meow. Clank, clank.
If you put a cat in
there. I was told this is I was told of a garbage man in a small town that had logged.
No, you, Tim, look, if you're going to make things up, you just make them up. You don't have to say somebody told me about.
No, somebody, he had log locks like Fabio and would always collect the garbage with his shirt off because he was ripped.
Tim, who told you this?
Somebody told me this. I have a good authority that this is an actual garbage
Why
man.
Would you collect garbage with your shirt off? You're going to get the garbage all over
That's,
your hot
that
body.
Was my, that was my reaction. But no. They were like, the housewives don't care.
Yeah, but were they tipping them?
I don't know. Maybe around Christmas time.
Putting some money in the
he's
garbage?
He's putting in 11 months of work for that Christmas tip.
Yeah.
Maybe he's having sex with some of those ladies.
Maybe, while being covered in garbage juice.
Yeah, they don't care.
Yeah.
They're depraved.
Hey, oil's oil.
Yeah.
Anything to accentuate.
I saw these teens, these private school teens, and I think one of them was selling drugs to the other one.
Okay.
And
were they both wearing uniforms, like nerds?
Kind of. But there was a big group of them.
No.
And like a couple of them were like trying to like strategically be like, oh, grown ups here, you know, like in like a block view.
There's a
and
narc
I was,
here.
I was looking at them and like kind of giggling and being like, ha, kids. And then like none of them were very concerned that I was there. And then I was like, They don't actually think I'm an adult.
Yeah.
And it's like when you're in your 20s, you kind of feel bad. It's like those teens thought I was going to narc on them. And now I was just like, I wish these teens thought I'd narc on them.
Yeah.
Right?
Do you think they... See, I would have convinced myself like, oh, they think like I'm cool too.
Yeah, but I don't want them to think I'm cool. I don't want teens to think I'm cool. That means if you're in your 30s and teens think you're cool, you're a loser.
That's true. Like, they're either you're a loser or they're taking advantage of you.
Exactly.
Or both. Yeah. Most likely both.
I
you're
got
a
to
loser,
my destination. My wallet was gone.
Yeah. Like, I remember, you know, this, like, homeless guy that everybody thought was real cool in high school because he bought beer. But it was like, yeah, but I mean, that guy's just like a homeless drunk.
Yeah.
He's not cool. He just buys beer.
Yeah. That's sad.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't remember
that
guy.
I was like,
guy.
He's not. It's not that he's cool, not cool. It's just like.
I didn't drink beer in high school, Tom.
Yeah. Good. You're a good boy.
I'm a very good boy.
Yeah. Well, that's why those kids were like, yeah, this dweeb's not going to tell anyone. He's too scared.
Yeah. I am afraid of those teens. I'm less afraid of teens these days.
Good for you.
Thanks, Tom.
What did you see? Money being exchanged.
There was some sort of transaction
like, hey,
happening.
That handshake's going on too long.
Yeah, exactly. That's an elaborate handshake.
Yeah.
It was a shake. When do you ever see people shake hands instead of just slapping some skin?
Especially teens.
Yeah, teens are all about high fives and low fives and behind the back.
Yeah, sometimes they involve like their feet.
Yeah.
They'll have their feet slap
jive five. Stuff.
All kinds of jive stuff,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, so this was a handshake, so I knew something was being passed.
Yeah.
And everybody was acting a little shady.
Did you say, I know something's being passed?
And I yelled, I'm a cop, fuckers, and I pulled out my gun.
Whoa, don't do that.
Yeah, well, I did what I had to do.
I always carry.
I made a citizen's arrest.
I always carry a badge. Somebody thought I was a cop the other day.
You seem like a cop.
What do you mean I seem like a cop?
You have the demeanor of a cop.
What does that mean?
You just like you're walking around like hyper aware of things. Like you're never playing it cool. You're an undercover cop.
You think I'm an undercover cop who is just like a long
yeah, you've gone undercover. Play. You've embedded yourself undercover.
Yeah.
You've been trying to dig up evidence on me.
Deep within the podcast community.
Yeah.
You know, root out all the bad actors and bad podcasters.
Wow, Tom. Let's talk about French fries.
Yeah.
How often do you eat French fries, Tom?
No more than once a day.
Do you eat daily French fries?
No, I don't eat daily French fries.
There are teens that do. Because they serve...
teens that do.
There are French fries in high school cafeterias.
Right. Tim, you need to stop worrying about what teenagers are doing. Stop going into alleys hoping you're going to run into some teens.
I'm not hoping. It's just they cross my path.
I would say I probably eat French fries... if I'm being honest, once or twice a week.
Hmm. Okay. Where do you mostly get them from? I don't think I eat French fries that often.
I mostly get them from... Well, there's like a place I order takeout from that I like.
What kind of restaurant is it?
It is a burger place, but I usually get a wrap or a burrito. But I'll get a side of fries.
French fries.
French fries. Yeah, French fries.
Freedom fries. Finger chips.
I guess that's mostly... And like if I'm at a restaurant or something and they're like, oh, what do you want as a side? If French fries is one of those sides, I'll probably get French fries.
Yeah, me too. I'll be like, the salad. Just kidding, the fries.
Yeah.
Who am I kidding?
Yeah, diet starts Monday.
Yeah, I actually make that joke all too frequently at restaurants where they'll be like, and would you like salad or fries on the side? And I'll be like, who am I kidding? The fries.
Yeah.
I think I did that once,
and
actually.
Like,
and
wow,
like,
what a
damn it.
Charming suburban mom this man is.
Suburban dad. Anyway, Tom, should we go? I've compiled the list of the top 10, except there might be 11 here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The top 11... fries from worst to best.
Okay.
The types of fries. There's a lot of types of French fries, Tom.
There are.
And we need to talk about them.
Okay.
So this is the definitive list.
Well, we'll see if it's definitive.
It is. I've compiled it myself. Tom, this is only types of fries.
Should it be 10 and honorable mention?
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I guess it really doesn't matter.
Well, no, because there's only 11 types of, there's 12 types of fries, really.
Tim, this list is getting longer by
the
second.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, one of them didn't place on the top.
Well,
because it's so bad.
I feel like it should still be mentioned.
Okay. So there's only types of fries, like cheese fries don't factor into this list.
Oh, wow. All right.
Like disco fries don't, because like those can be made from any type of fry. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right.
Those are
well,
a separate
category.
I'm curious
to see what these
are. This is the definitive ranking of the fries that exist out in the, like, the baseline fry.
Don't disco fries seem like the last thing you'd want to eat at a disco?
What's the first thing? Cocaine?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cocaine and then fries.
And then fries. That's why the bathroom line's always so long at the disco.
Because of the cocaine and the fries?
Cocaine and the fries.
Yeah. Disco fries are what? Cheese and gravy?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't want gravy on anything, but we'll talk about that in a minute. Oh, poutine doesn't make this list either.
Wow.
Because, like, who knows what curds are?
They're like a type of cheese.
Yeah, but not really. They're like a part of cheese. They're not a type of cheese.
Curds and whey.
Yeah, and together curds and whey make cheese. Is that true? Can I get confirmation on that, Marika? You mix up... Oh, no, no. I thought this was something normal people do off the
Marika
top of their heads.
Was just staring into space. and you interrupted it.
Sorry. Go back to your daydreaming. We're just talking about fries over here.
Okay. Well, you're offending the Canadians by saying poutine doesn't count.
No, just not on this list. Because this is fry without topping.
Okay.
Right? Something you can dip into a ketchup, you can dip into mayonnaise, you can dip into vinegar. Your choice.
Okay. Are we going to talk about toppings then or dips?
Yeah, that's a separate list.
All right. Jesus.
Maybe you could put together that list, Tom. Sick of doing all the work. All right. The worst type of fry doesn't even place on my list.
Okay. You could argue it placed 12, but...
Truffle fries. Get out of here, truffle fries.
But that's just a type of fry with a thing on it.
Yeah, you're right. All right. So that shouldn't be there anyway. I was right.
They are good, though.
The worst type of actual fry, number 11, coming in at the worst spot, steak fries.
Too thick, right?
You're just eating a potato.
Yeah, it's like eating mashed potatoes in French fry form.
Yeah, you're eating mashed potatoes with maybe a crispy outside.
Yeah.
But they're always too hot on the inside.
Well, yeah. Well, sometimes you just need to wait a minute.
Yeah. But could you imagine eating one steak fry without dipping it in something to wet it up a little bit?
I was going to
die. You'd literally die, probably. You'd
I was
going to
say that I do like a steak fry when it's in like a river of catsup.
Yeah. But anything in a river of catsup. I'd eat a human's finger.
Well, hey, let's save it for the rest of the list.
Yeah.
Number two, a human's finger.
That didn't make the list, Tom. That place... Better than truffle fries, though. I'll tell you that much.
All right.
Truffle fries. Anybody that likes truffle oil on anything? Get real.
I mean, truffle oil.
Get real, people. It's disgusting.
Well, and it's also usually not real truffle oil. It's just
Even
olive
if it is.
Oil with, like, truffle flavoring.
Yeah, sure. Truffles. Anybody who cares about truffles, likes truffles, aspires to eat truffles, one day, keep reaching for the stars, guys, and you'll... Be rich, I guess. Oh, good. I'm rich. I can eat truffles, finally.
Well, Tim, what about pigs? Pigs like truffles, and they don't even buy them.
Yeah. Guess what? That's why you like truffles. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tom?
Yes?
What's your social battery like right now?
Beep.
Oh.
Boo.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Uh-huh.
Tom, I'll tell you from my perspective, since you're avoiding the question.
Uh-huh.
My social battery feels a little drained right now.
That was what that second sound was.
The getting
but
drained.
I had to do the going up to you, show you the going
you gotta
down.
Go up to get down.
That's what my first single's about.
It's weird. I feel kind of drained socially, even though you can attest, I don't do much socially.
Yeah, and you enjoy social things, but
I do,
but
and
it drains you.
Yeah, I don't know. It can be very easy to ignore our social battery, which is kind of what I'm doing right now, and spread ourselves thin, or just not know, kind of like, you know, where the optimal socialization is for
you.
You
want to be a shut-in, but you can't be a party animal.
Yeah, what's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more time alone. I don't know, maybe you need a little bit of both. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Tom, we are, as everybody knows, very pro-therapy on this podcast.
Yes.
Anybody can benefit from therapy. It's not just for people, you know, dealing with trauma.
Yeah, or going through tough times.
Yeah, it's helpful for learning positive coping skills and setting boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, Tom. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, like you, Tom. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/completeguide today and get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/completeguide.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
All right, Tom, continuing the list.
Yeah, sadly, there were no commercials there.
Yeah, well, whose fault is that?
It's my fault.
Thank you. You want to apologize again?
I'm sorry to both Stevens and the fans and the advertisers.
And
you, and I'm sorry you were offended. I'm sorry.
Tom, I wasn't even really offended. This is hurting me financially.
I'm sorry you're mad. Mm. I apologize to your accountant.
I've been nothing but support. What?
Your accountant. Because now they're going to have less work because there are no ads. So I'm taking money out of their mouth. Pocket.
Yeah, pocket.
Food out of their mouth.
After steak fries, shoestring fries. Too thin.
So basically your
garbage
argument so far have been too thick and too thin.
Yeah. I need something that's just right.
You know what though? Shoestring fries on something is delightful.
Tom, yeah. Shoestring fries on something or something delicious on shoestring fries. Yeah, fine.
No. I'm saying shoestring fries. Like, you put those on like a Western burger?
Yeah. But you know what, Tom?
Mm-hmm.
Why do that when you can just fry up some onions?
Yeah,
I'd be pissed about that. I'd be like, are you wasting the fryer making these shoestring fries when you could be frying up some onions?
Yeah. Shoestring fries are nice when there's like a giant pile of them and you're sharing.
No, not when you're sharing, when they're all to yourself, when you could put your face in like a trough.
No, because it's nice because when there's like a pile and you pull one, like a bunch come and you're like, oh, sorry, they're all connected.
That's true. You like getting away with more than your share.
Ain't I a stinker?
Okay, so those are both trash. This is also in the trash category. Those French fries that are kind of like wet potato chips.
What? Oh, wait, huh?
Yeah, I mean, they call them like homemade chips or whatever.
So
but
you just
they're
mean
fried
like,
up, but
like
they're just like
thick, hot. Potato chips.
Yeah,
basically.
That are like kind of wet.
I don't know if they're always kind of
wet. They're never not wet.
Where are you having these?
England.
Mm-hmm.
Higher end places or like places that like what are they? Gastro pubs.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. Where they're like, here, it's a side of like chips.
Yeah.
They're like, but these aren't. There's like.
They're a little soft. They're a little soggy. They're certainly not crispy.
Yeah. It's like the worst of chips and fries or crisps.
Yeah. It's like if you crossed a potato chip.
If you took the worst aspects of both.
Yeah. It's like, look, I'm against it.
Yeah. I'm with you on those. I would actually rank those as my least favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
Eh, steak fries are still too hot.
Now, have you got some cold ketchup? Put some cold ketchup on there.
I know, Tom.
Get the ketchup out of the fridge. I got to, well, we'll save this for toppings talk, but I got to buy some more ketchup.
Wow. Interesting.
Stay tuned.
You ever hear about ketchup with a kick?
Poisoned ketchup?
No. You just mix some pepper in there with it.
Pepper?
Yeah.
Like just like salt and pepper pepper?
No, a different pepper that nobody's ever
I thought
explained.
Maybe like chili pepper or something.
Oh, yeah, that would work too.
That sounds better. I don't want pepper.
You've
like
never
pepper.
Had it. You've never had it, Tom.
I'm sure I've accidentally had it. Somebody's gone too crazy with the pepper one time and it's been in there.
Tom, now we're getting into acceptable realm.
Okay.
Sweet potato fries. Look, they're good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not go crazy and pretend that they're as good as like any other type of regular fry.
Yeah. And let's also not pretend like you don't like the first couple aren't delicious and then you're sick of them.
Exactly.
And you don't want any more.
Tom, can I be honest with you?
Yes.
If I'm having a meal
mm-hmm.
and there's generally some sort of burger there, these mm-hmm. days for me it's a veggie burger because I care about humanity or animality.
I don't know. You were bragging off the air just now about how you saw LeVar Burton force a goat to eat a can.
Yeah, that
seemed like a weird thing to even brag about.
Yeah, I don't know why you're bringing that up. I wasn't bragging. I was just telling you. I was bragging a little bit. I think they only showed that episode of Reading Rainbow one time. They had to pull it from the air. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sweet potato. Most fries, Tom. Mm-hmm. I just want a couple fries. I never want more than like 7 or 8 fries.
No, I always want a lot. A lot of times, actually.
All those trans fats, Tom. I'm worried about you.
It's fine. Lately, I haven't been finishing my fries. Because some places, they just give you too much.
You get out of breath.
Well, because I eat without breathing a lot of times.
Yeah. We've talked about this, Tom.
But they should institute, like, hey, you know, sometimes when you get French fries, there's like one onion ring in there.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, man, great.
Mm-hmm.
They should do that with sweet potato fries.
Yeah.
Because onion rings, same thing. I love onion rings.
Well, these
but
days.
But also, like, I usually, if I get an equal share of onion rings as French fries, I don't really want like that many onion
exactly.
rings.
Exactly. You know what? I'd like a half regular French fries, quarter onion ring, quarter 75% sweet potato fries.
75%?
No. Quarter.
Quarter, half.
Yeah. We can call it the quarter, half deal at Carl's Jr.
I'd like to see you try and order that at a restaurant.
I
sometime.
Would never. Because I'm not you. I'm not like, waiter. let me tell you what I'm going to have. All right, ready? Write this down. Ben? Yeah, Ben. Mm-hmm. Write this down, Ben.
Ben, I'm Tom. Nice to meet you.
Yeah. And you like give him like a cursory handshake to be like, yeah, okay. What I need, what I'm going to have here is half a portion of regular French fries,
mm-hmm.
a quarter portion of onion rings,
mm-hmm.
quarter portion of sweet potato fries. You can eyeball it.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine, but just tell the cook that's what I need. You'd probably call him a chef, even though it's a burger joint. Tell
I mean,
the
that
chef
does sound like a good mix of things.
I know.
Like, I wouldn't order it, but if
you
they had it on the
it.
Menu,
yeah, exactly.
I would certainly order it.
Tom, you ever make French fries at home?
Never, like, from scratch.
Yeah.
I've bought frozen French fries and put them in the oven.
Never any good.
I do them pretty good.
I'll cut up a sweet potato and bake them, but it's just the shape of a French fry.
Yeah.
They're not fried. They're just baked.
Yeah.
So what are we even doing here is what I ask myself.
Yeah. As it's baking.
Yeah. It smells pretty good. Okay. Next on the acceptable, but not great,
mm-hmm.
crinkle cut fries. They're kind of trashy, right?
Damn.
It's like you give me an order of crinkle cut fries. I'm like, where are we at, a bowling alley?
I like crinkle cut. I like
exactly, because you're a little trashy. It's fine.
I like the thin crinkle cut fries. I don't like the thick crinkle cut. Like, I've had like crinkle cut steak fries, and they're not great.
That's just a nightmare, Tom.
But if it's like a regular thickness French fry and it's crinkle cut, more places to hold ketchup.
Yeah, I guess.
You dip it into a thing of ketchup. It's gonna come out holding more of that ketchup because of the divots.
You know what, Tom? Mm-hmm. People like you are too concerned with food engineering about things like, are there more crannies for freaking ketchup to get? Just like a regular French fry has enough potential for freaking ketchup to be.
It depends on the ketchup. It depends on the French fry, but especially the ketchup, the viscosity of the ketchup.
Yeah. Well, that's why we always buy Heinz instead of Hunt's in this house.
What house?
It's a house that we all share. Okay. Crinkle cut fries for trash like you, Tom. It holds so much ketchup.
Look, Tim, just because you look down on bowling alley French fries.
It's depressing. You ever get drunk at a bowling alley? I don't think I have, but it seems like a suburban thing to do.
I mean, you can drink at a bowling alley, so sure, people get drunk at...
No, have you?
No, it's too bright. I could see myself getting, like, loaded if I ever went to one of those, what do they call them, like...
Like Bullmore Lanes or something, where they have, like, disco night?
Yeah, where they have, like, black lights and stuff. Yeah.
I always just picture they're, like, playing the Scissor Sisters really loud at those things.
Oh, I have gotten drunk at a bowling alley. Yeah, I went to a bowling alley that had something like that. It was like an old, it was like a company Christmas party or something. We all went to the bowling alley, like a nice bowling alley.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about trashy bowling alley.
No, I mean, it was...
That nice bowling alley you went to probably served truffle fries.
They did.
Yeah, those jerks.
Yeah, I still got drunk, though.
Ooh, look at how high class we are.
Still got drunk and threw myself down the lane.
All right, now we're
to be chewed up by the robot that picks up the pins.
You gotta let go of the ball.
I couldn't. My fingers were stuck in there. I'd eaten too many French fries.
Yeah. Well, you would have thought the grease would have.
That's what I was counting on. I was like, wow, my fingers have blown up like sausages because I ate too much. But you know, the truffle oil is gonna help loosen up the bowling ball here.
Sickos.
I don't go bowling that often, but anytime I do, spend too much time trying to find the perfect bowling ball, huh?
Yeah, and you know what I've realized?
What?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't really.
I'm great either way.
I think I always just want like a real light one so I can like really throw it.
Yeah, but then, you know, you don't get the right momentum.
Yeah, I don't feel like I need the momentum. I need speed.
You ever watch bowling on TV?
No, I've... never been that depressed.
They get strikes like 80 to 90% of the time, which is like...
It's who misses strikes.
Yeah,
who
and it's also like you would think these guys would have like at least 100, 300 games under their belts.
What do you mean?
These guys are so good at throwing strikes
that
like a perfect game, the 300 game, must happen for them quite frequently.
Okay.
I don't know.
Do you know for a fact that it doesn't?
Yeah, because it's still celebrated like it's an achievement.
In competition, I'm sure. Yeah, the heat of competition.
Yeah, that's true. Number six, potato wedges.
Ooh.
I'm putting them in the same class as JoJo's, Tom.
JoJo's are pretty good.
Here's the thing. I think potato wedges are tradition. Like...
They're dangerously close to steak fries, in my opinion.
Tom, I'll tell you what. Steak fries is like mashed potatoes in the middle. JoJo's are more like baked potatoes in the middle. I'll give you that much. But guess what? They seem crispier and maybe like double fried on the outside.
I think they're double fried or they're coated in something before they're put
in. Yeah, and that goes a long way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it doesn't like... You know, you eat a steak fry and you get past the
right,
crispy and it's
it.
Just
you
like...
You don't like steak
right?
fries.
But
and
a JoJo is more solid inside.
You just, JoJo's haven't been as hot when you've eaten them as steak fries have, and that's why you like JoJo's more.
Sure. Tom, coming in at number five.
Some people really love JoJo's, and I've never understood that.
They're good.
They're good, but some people are like obsessed with them. It's like, get a life.
Get a life, people. Listen, now back to our podcast ranking the French fries.
Yeah. Tom, get a life, you JoJo heads.
Coming in at number five on the list of best French fries.
It's only number five?
Yeah. Regular French fries.
Now, what's your definition of a regular
just
French fry?
Just a regular fry.
What? You can't just say just a regular French fry. Define. There have to be certain characteristics.
Like a McDonald's style, like that size.
Okay. Standard cut. Standard issue.
Cut. There's a French name for the cut. I'm not gonna say it. I don't know it off the top of my head. But it's like.
Is there
one
really?
Yeah, because there's like there.
Is there a French name for every type of cut? Cut.
Yeah.
Cut.
Oh wow. comes out. Wow. Trying to melt all these snowflakes.
Yeah.
Coming out against the different types of cucks. Oh, brother.
Looks like I'm going to have to prepare an apology for next week's episode, too.
You know, Julienne?
Julienne. Like Julienne fries?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the name of the cut.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about a man named Julienne.
Yeah, Julienne Casablancas of the Strokes and
the
Voids.
The guy from the Strokes?
The guy from the Voids.
Oh, wow, Tim. Are you part of his press tour right now that you're going to mention his new band?
Yeah, Tom. He's got a lot of political opinions.
Oh, that guy's a real ding-dong.
I want to say it's a... Batonet cut?
Batonet.
Yeah. That means a little stick, about a quarter of an inch by a quarter of an inch by 2 to 2.5 inches.
So they don't use the metric system in these cuts.
6 millimeters by 6 millimeters by 5 to 6 millimeters.
Okay, that sounds about right. Wait, six.
Oh,
that's
centimeters.
Jesus. Wait, but that's a cube.
No. 6 millimeters.
Mm-hmm.
On one side, millimeters on the other side.
Oui.
And then the length is 5 to 6 centimeters.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. Phew. You got
that
any?
Actually sounds a little long to me as somebody that's not fluent in millimeters and centimeters. I guess that sounds about right. Yeah. Okay.
2 to 2.5 inches.
I'll allow it.
All right. It might even be short.
Hmm. I feel like McDonald's French fries have been getting shorter lately.
What do you attribute that to? Guess what? I was in the pool, right? Shrinkage?
Yeah. I was in the fryer.
Yeah.
That's what the French fries say.
Yeah. Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
Number four on the list of... now we're getting somewhere, Tom.
Yeah.
Best fries.
Now that we've gotten regular fries out of the way.
Yeah. Tater tots.
Ooh, Tim, you know, I had this on my list as a controversial thing, whether tater tots are French fries or
not. They're fried potatoes, everybody. Get over yourself.
And they are offered alongside French fries. Like, they're a substitution for French fries.
Tell me how they're different, haters.
They're squat. They're very squat.
Yeah, they're squat, but I'm telling you, JoJo's are long.
I say. I was going to say you can't get tater tots at a fast food place, but Burger King occasionally has tater tots.
Really?
Yeah. They're like cheese filled, you know. Mm. They had to make them even grosser.
Like dust them with Cheeto dust.
Yeah. Some other fast food place has tater tots. I want to say like a Checkers or something offers.
Yeah, one of those like rallies or Carl's Jr. I wanted to go to... Oh, I went to a Jack in the Box in Hawaii, Tom.
Yeah.
I got some fries. They were bad there.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know whether to blame the Jack in the Box chain or Hawaiians.
Why not both?
I do. Tom, number three. Belgian fries. They come in those cones.
Wait, but how are those different than a regular French fry, a julienne?
Here's what I'm saying. They're a little bit thicker, and I feel like they're like that natural cut. They have like sometimes the skin on them. And they come with some really good sauces.
Now it sounds like you're the one talking about wieners.
What?
Natural cut, and they've got some skin
on them. Talking
about
bikinis. I'm always talking about the different cuts of bikinis. So they go, ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, anytime I've had Belgian fries, well, we'll get into dips momentarily, but I've always liked them.
Tom, let me tell you something about the dips for Belgian fries.
Yeah.
They're out of this world.
All right.
Yeah, I'm thinking, what planet am I on?
Yeah, Mars?
This can't be Earth.
Yeah.
Because this is out of the realm.
The gravity feels different.
It does. That must be affecting the way my taste buds work.
And I can't breathe.
Yeah. Tom, number two. Now we're getting somewhere.
You just said we were getting somewhere.
Curly fries.
Okay. I know what your number one's going to be now.
Yeah. Well, here, let's talk about them in conjunction. What do you think my number one is?
A waffle fry.
Yeah, no, a waffle fry is the best. Look, what is my note next to it?
It says, waffle fries, the best.
Yep.
And wait, number two, curly, let me see, turn again. It says, curly fries, like waffle fries, but too squishy. Squiggly.
Squiggly. Because, like, sometimes...
Number three, Belgian fries just says, in a cone.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how they come.
Yeah, but I think you don't actually know what's different about Belgian fries.
They're delicious.
Well, you just hate the French so much. You're like, oh, finally, some relief.
Yeah, and you know how much I love Belgium.
Yeah.
He's talking about Belgium. One day,
the waffles,
the dream is to run away to Belgium. Yeah. Tom... One could argue all these French fries actually come from Belgium.
Mmm. Provocative.
Tom, I went there. Yeah, I went there.
Did you have the fries?
Oh, I see.
Well, did you?
I never went to Belgium. Crap hole. Tom, curly fries, they're great, but the problem is sometimes if you get a long one that's real bouncy... The fried didn't make it in there all there, and there's some like naked there's some naked potato there.
I know
the waffle
what you're,
fries
I know what you're
has the perfect amount of surface area there. Nothing ever gets lost.
Yeah, I never really thought about it that way. That I guess the reason why both of these types of fries are good is their surface area ratio.
Get rid of the insides, and I think this is where shoestring fries flew too close to the sun because they were like
right too oh, much surface area.
Yeah, you like just the fried here just do this, and it's like, no, we need a little bit inside shoestring.
Yeah, shoestring fries are like, you know, when your parents catch you smoking cigarettes and they make you smoke the whole pack.
Exactly.
It's like, no, the shoestring fries, it's too much. Again, why it's good on like a burger or something, but do it with onions. Come on.
Yeah, come on, get a grip, people.
You know what? I don't know if curly fries are that good.
Yeah.
I think we might have been bamboozled as kids into just being like, you know, we were fooled by curly fries, curly straws.
Hey! I will not have you speaking of curly straws.
No, I think like as kids, in the same regard as, when we were kids, they told us, like, where are the worst vegetables? Broccoli, Brussels sprouts, and cauliflower.
Yeah.
And now, grown millennials...
You sound like a drunk ranting at the bar right now, by the way. Why are they telling us are the worst vegetables?
Look,
we all know this. Brussels sprouts, broccoli, and cauliflower.
If that's the worst thing I'm ranting at a bar about, that's fine.
Yeah. Usually about snowflakes and cucks.
Another thing about these cucks. But now I feel like millennials have finally realized, like, no, all those vegetables are great. Those are delicious vegetables. But like, if they're cooked right.
Yeah.
If you just, you know, steam or boil those, sure, they suck. But like bake them, put some nice things on them, delicious. Put some garlic in there.
Tom, you love garlic. We get it. You're not a vampire.
Yes.
Your teeth are just pointed for other reasons.
I feel like
I feel like you had a point 5 minutes ago.
I was going to say, no, I got it back. At the opposite end, they were telling us, while they were telling us all those vegetables were gross, they were telling us that you like things that are twisty and curly, guys. That's what's for kids. That's what's for you.
Yeah. Well, so should we kick curly fries off the list?
Not off, but I would bump it down significantly. I would keep waffle fries right up there, though. Waffle fries are the best fries.
Waffle fries might be the best food. I can't think of, maybe nachos, but nachos has too many components. Waffle fries is simple, nutritious.
It's not nutritious.
What?
No.
Yeah.
Well, but you can put cheese on waffle fries. We have to quickly talk about toppings. We have very little time.
Yeah.
Toppings. Cheese is the best topping.
Yeah, cheese is the best topping for anything. Waffle fries with cheese on it? Meh.
It's a little too much. I feel like a lot of places don't even offer it because they know it's extravagant.
Yeah. You know what I don't need on things? And this went...
Piss.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'll never drink piss again. The thing, even before I stopped eating meat, Tom, and I could do a version of this, bacon. I don't like when they put bacon bits
on things.
Yeah,
it's unnecessary.
It's just like...
Too much.
Yeah, you don't need to have like an overly salty kind of thing. Like, we already have this twice fried thing.
Yeah, well, like bacon bits, they put it on a salad because salads suck.
Yeah.
They stink. But like French fries are great. You don't need to put bacon on there. It's fine. You put bacon bits on things you don't want to eat.
Marinara sauce?
Oh.
Yeah, why would we do that?
Yeah, no.
But it's a thing.
Yeah.
People like dipping fries in milkshakes these days, Tom.
You've been watching too much Riverdale.
No. Tom, can I tell you something about Riverdale?
If you're going to complain about how they cast a guy that looks like Jughead on the show and it confuses you one more time, I'm going to jump out the window.
First of all, I said it twice. Off air. Uh-huh. There's a guy on the show that looks like the same guy that plays Jughead in it. Very
okay,
much
so now you've said it three times.
All right. Well, I just wanted to catch the listener up. No, Jughead went on a hunger strike, and his dad was like, here, eat this hamburger. Nobody will know. They didn't even show him eating the hamburger. They just showed him like...
I know, Tim, your frequent fucking complaint about Riverdale is that they never show Jughead eating hamburgers.
Yeah, that's 90% of the comic that I fell in love with, Tom. Mm-hmm. Jughead eating a hamburger. It's like a freaking report of the week in comic form. Eating a hamburger for 15 minutes.
He was always eating the same from the diner.
Yeah, Pops. Yeah. It's called Pops, Tom. All right. Have some respect. What other toppings?
Mayonnaise.
About? Yeah. You know what? I'm not a mayo fan, but damned if I don't like dipping some fries into mayo.
Still frowned upon in America. The rest of the world, they get it.
Which is crazy because since when does America say like, hey, enough mayo?
That's too much.
Yeah, stop with the mayo.
Yeah. Yeah, the America's got to get with the times. Put mayonnaise on things.
Yeah, maybe take the 90% of the mayo off the sandwiches you eat and dip your fries in them.
Yeah, it's delicious. What about mustard?
Tom, as you know, I love mustard. I don't often dip fries in. When I was doing the Whole 30 a couple times, Tom, I'm a two-time veteran of the Whole 30. You can have mustard.
Mm-hmm.
You can like make your own ketchup, which I did at some point. But I would make the sweet potato fries, which is just baking sweet potatoes or just in the shape of fries. We talked about this.
Uh-huh.
You dip them in mustard.
Yeah.
Tom, sweet potatoes and mustard.
I could see that.
A winning combination.
Yeah, I was going to make fun of you as like, man, what a hellish existence instead of regular potato fries with ketchup to eat sweet potato fries with mustard. But I could see those being two great tastes that go great together.
Yeah, it's like chocolate and peanut butter. You never would have thought.
No, I always thought.
And I would say, what? Sweet potato is analogous to the peanut butter because you're like, peanut butter, that's fine, I guess.
Yeah, no.
Chocolate's great all the time.
Peanut butter's great all the time.
I want to tell you about these peanut butter cups I had from Trader Joe's, but I feel like you'll make fun of me.
Well, they can't be as good as Reese's.
They're better.
Now, get that.
Dark chocolate on the outside.
You should apologize.
And on the inside, real peanut butter, not...
Who cares?
Not like that powdery nonsense.
No, that's the best type of peanut butter.
No, it gets too dry.
No, when Reese's started making peanut butter, that was when they really started, you know, getting a good head on their shoulders.
You're real sicko, Tom. Chili cheese
it
fries.
It still isn't as good as like the, because it's not like mostly sugar. But you can put your own sugar in peanut butter.
Chili cheese fries, too much going on there, right?
Yeah, and you're going to...
Because, like, you can't hold the chili with them.
Yeah, I don't like meat on my fries.
Yeah.
Cheese, yes. Yes, please. Hey, cheese, yes, please. That's my saying. But...
hey, meat, hit the streets.
Yeah. I don't really need it on there.
Mm.
I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of chili. I like a good chili to eat, just as chili. But
I like a good chili just to look at and admire.
No, like I knew somebody from Cincinnati that was always like, oh. They were always pushing Skyline chili. It was like, get the hell out of here. Mm. You know, it's so popular in Cincinnati.
You don't
go
like loose
there.
Beef.
No, I don't like loose beef.
You were talking about
Thank
sloppy
you.
Joe's.
No,
yeah.
I don't like sloppy. Keep the beef tight. That's my other saying. Tighten up your beef, buddy.
This might be the grossest thing you've ever said. You're gonna have to make an apology next week.
Open up my own chain where I say we keep the beef tight. And what was the other thing?
Cheese on the fries or something.
The peanut butter sugary and something else. I do something else that's nice. That's good.
You'll I see you opened up another beer, Tom. This is a great idea.
Hey, if you like this show, why don't you find out more at tcgt.com? You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/complete guide. We won't steal all your information and sell it.
What?
That's what everybody's afraid of everybody on Facebook doing that. And hey, look at us. We're good boys. We won't do that.
Yeah.
Follow us on Twitter, where we will steal your information and sell it. At Complete Guide. You can follow me on Twitter and
Instagram
at Tom Reynolds.
Follow me at your pal Tim.
If you want to support the show and you're one of our sponsors, please come back. If you're just a regular Joe, you can go to tcgt.com/Amazon for our Amazon affiliate link. And you can go to tcgt.com/pledge to pledge to our Patreon, where you get fun mini episodes and other fun things. Those are all.
Did you say the Reddit thing?
Reddit.com/r/TCGTE, where if you don't like an episode, you can post a bunch of comments about what you didn't like about it and who you didn't like on it.
Nice. Tom, what's your favorite fast food fry?
Might not to be McDonald's, just because they don't change things all the time. Like Burger King and Wendy's, they're always chasing McDonald's. They're always like, oh, our fries aren't good enough. And sometimes their fries are very good, but then they change them.
There was a brief period in the late 90s, maybe early 2000s, that Burger King figured it out.
Were they like the real, real crispy ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, those ones were great.
Yeah, what the hell happened?
Then
they're like, now we're going to go natural. Yeah. Stop it.
And Wendy's, their whole thing is like, our fries have sea salt. Who gives a shit?
I mean, Wendy's fries are pretty good.
They're pretty good, but they changed them. And now they're like, now they have sea salt. Who
I know,
cares?
You don't like sea salt, though. You don't...
No, I do like sea salt.
Does anybody have a good curly fry?
Checkers does, but it'll
no. Checkers doesn't have a curly fry. It's got a seasoned fry that like is so much. There's so much seasoning. It's like toxic.
Yeah.
It's you can't like you, if you inhaled that, your lungs would immediately collapse.
Did you have any of the Taco Bell nacho fries while they were available?
No, are they not available anymore?
I think as of this week. I think this is the last week. Oh, and then they're going back into the Disney vault.
I gotta get to Taco Bell.
They're good. They're not great fries, but I mean, they're literally a dollar, and it comes with nacho cheese.
Tom, I could afford even like a $2 fry.
Yeah, you can get, they also have
a dollar a fry, Tom. How many did you buy at that price?
No, you get a few fries for a dollar.
I only ever want eight, so I'll spend like $8.
Like a nacho fries Bel Grande, too.
Tom?
Mm-hmm.
Too much stuff on fries. My favorite food is nachos, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the Irish nachos, which is a little offensive to my heritage, but like where they'll, it's usually steak fries, which bothers me.
Yeah.
With a lot of, with nachos toppings on it. So cheese, scallions sometimes.
Yeah. I like scallions. So.
Yeah. Oh, I love scallions. But like, again,
I like,
you can't scoop much up with a fry.
Yeah.
So like, well, maybe anything that doesn't congeal to the fry.
Like a nice thick fry.
Yeah, I know. But anything that doesn't congeal to a fry has no business being on top of a fry.
The place that I eat french fries from most, that I order burritos from sometimes when I'm in a bad place, I'll order cheese fries from them. And they really, boy, I'm going to write them a nice letter one day because they do like two layers of cheese. They like really, like you don't get a fry that doesn't have cheese on it.
Do they get soggy?
No, because they deliver, the man runs. Wow. As soon as, like, I think he puts the cheese on the way.
And then how does he heat it up?
No, it's already hot, but he puts the cheese on. Because whenever he hands me the bag, there's cheese all over his hands. I'm always like, did you get in these? He's like, no.
Have I ever told you that you have a very sad life?
We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.